What's up, y'all? This your boy J Ross for J Ross TV, the podcast, y'all, down in the basement, St. Louis, Missouri. Got Miguel on the side, y'all.
What's up?
F Dub in the house.
What's up?
Hey, y'all, we got some conversation going on tonight, y'all. We're going to be talking about marriage, man.
Man.
Hey, these young folks talking about getting married. They don't know what they got in store for them, boy.
Not at all. Not at all.
So, when we come back from commercial break, because we got to sell some stuff, y'all know how to stay on the air, we're going to talk about the real things of marriage, about going to counseling, about when your wife get on your nerves,
and
dog.
And when your husband gets on your nerves.
Hey, it is what it is.
And whose job is it to do what?
Hey, you ain't lying, boy, because you can get your toes stepped on down here in the basement, boy. But it's all good in the hood, y'all.
It's on and popping.
Once again, in St. Louis, broadcasting live, y'all. This your boy, J. Ross, podcast. Here go the commercial. We'll be back in a minute, y'all.
Peace.
Now at Car Credit City, it's your tax refund or $500 down or trade in your clunker sales event. Your signature plus your tax refund or $500 down or your clunker puts you in your choice of any quality vehicle today. Bring your tax refund or $500 cash or your broken down clunker and get the car you need and the credit others won't give you. But hurry, this event won't last forever. Car Credit City, where you're guaranteed a car and guaranteed credit the same day.
88 GC City. What's up, y'all? This is your boy, J. Ross, back on the hunt, y'all. Okay, y'all, sitting down here with the wifey, y'all, Francis Ross, and we're going to talk to y'all young folks on this podcast about marriage, man. Now, we've been married 12 years, y'all, and, man, I love my wife, but boy, sometime, man, I wish I had a brick, man. You
know? The feeling is very much mutual.
Hey, but hey, it's all good, y'all. Y'all know how I roll down here in the basement, man, because it's like, you know, man, every time you're sitting down doing something, trying to chill, they just get on your last nerve.
Ain't that the truth?
You know?
Friend is,
that's your job.
Oh.
Everybody got
everybody got a job.
That's right. Everybody got their own indistinguishable job around here.
Such as what?
Hey, woman supposed to cook. Man, kill it. You know? A woman do her thing. You know, I ain't trying to say I'm a male chauvinist or nothing, but I'm old fashioned, old school, and that's just how we roll, though.
Oh, wow.
You know, but hey, wait a minute, what you got to say about it then?
Hey,
from a female perspective.
I just feel like, you know, I don't have no problem with cooking, but sometimes if you hungry, it seems like you should be able to go in there and fix you something to eat.
Well, that's all I'm saying. Hey, what you doing around for then?
Hey,
that's your job.
But I'm not the one hungry.
No, that's all right. You know, but hey, that's just some of the problems you run into, man. When you get married, you got to get this stuff worked out. That's why we advise everybody to go to counseling. We took two counseling sessions, one at her church and one at my church, before we came together at a unified church that we both could agree on. But man, when y'all go to counseling, y'all youngsters, boy,
tell
everything.
The truth.
Everything. Tell the truth
on
everything.
Do not sugarcoat anything,
you know,
or talk around anything or leave out anything.
She's telling you right. They're going to ask you about money, sex, humility, everything. Because, I mean, it was like, hey, man, would you be upset if your wife made more than you? I was like, hell yeah. You know, that's just how I roll, man. I'm old school, man. I just believe, you know, growing up, a man go out and do what a man do, you know. And I would be feel a little funny if my wife made more than me.
But he'd be a happy cat.
I don't know, Dan. You know, I mean, I can ride around in a Lamborghini and all that and still be mad. You know, shoot. But on the other side of it, too, man, they ask you about sex, man. Boy, and, you know, most people go in and lie. No, Your Honor. No, preacher. No, Reverend. We ain't doing nothing. Quit lying.
Don't
just
lie.
Tell the truth, man. You know, but just handling your business, man. But I just recommend the counseling. And then the one thing about marriage, I'm going to have to tell y'all, it's like being on a dance floor when you first get married. Everybody got to know where they positions are on the floor. You know, you got to know where to put your feet. You got to know where not to put your feet. You know, then for y'all weak back men, you know, let your woman run everything. That's on y'all. I just don't believe in that. I believe in the woman having her say-so and all that, but I just believe a man's supposed to run it because that's what the Bible say. Now, if y'all women get out there getting mad, your lips puckering up, you know, talk to God. You know, she got quiet as a church mouse up in her yellow.
I just think it's rude to interrupt, so I'm just letting you have your say.
Say your say.
No, go ahead and finish.
No, I said what I had to say. I'm just want to reach for my pistol just in case.
No,
you know.
Cause see, I'm reaching for mine, too. I did go get my license, so hey.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell y'all. She got a concealed carry, y'all. So we walked past each other in the living room, one eye open, one eye closed, boy.
Hand in the pocket, hand in the pocket.
But it's all good. We just chilling down in the basement in St. Louis, y'all. We broadcasting podcast, www.jrosstv.com. Y'all, hope y'all are enjoying this and just getting a little bit more in depth, a little bit more serious about this marriage thing, though. Because I mentor a lot of young folks, and we talk about, you know, young folks, I'm going to say between ages of 18 to 20 want to be married and all that. They see all the folks on TV.
Too young.
It is too young. And, you know, they think it's like it is on Degrassi or some of these old shows where everything get worked out, boy. And
I
be talking to these cats, man, like we sit around, I be telling these fellas, man, hey, J. Ross, man, they be, man, your wife get on your nerves. I be, hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I be lying, and I know I get on her. And we be lying if we say we didn't. So,
right.
Hey,
so why lie?
Why lie? If you got something, and I'm going to tell you this right here too, y'all, at them counselings, or I don't know if you're going to be living with each other before you get married and all that, but, you know, God speak against that. But I can't be a hypocrite because we lived together before we got married.
Yep.
But the thing is, though, question everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, question everything, so when you do get married, you don't be like all the way surprised, because things gonna change anyway. Mm-hmm. You know,
and one of the biggest issues you're gonna have is money.
Oh yeah, that's
your credit.
Get
the credit check. Ladies, get the credit checks done. Men, get the credit checks done.
Well, hell, everybody credit bad. Hey. Obama the mess. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Obama,
hey,
man.
Hey, watch it now. Get off my president.
Get all the black folk mad at me, but hey, I'm going to back that one up. Y'all erase. Beep. That's gone. But now she telling you right.
Hey. It's not about a controlling thing over the money. You got to be on the same accord. You all got to talk about it. You got to talk about who's going to do what, who's going to handle the bills, who's going to distribute it, how is it going to be done. Make sure you put that out there up front. It's no more my money. It's our money. And it's got to go into the house. You got to handle your business first. You got something in your throat, honey? Something in your throat? You got to handle your business first. Handle your business first or play later. That's my take on it. I always believe in that. That's the way I was raised. Always take care of your business. I used to have people say, oh, you can get this and that for Christmas, and then you can pay that bill off when your income tax comes. No, because even when the income tax check comes, you got stuff to do with that too. So don't play first. You got to pay first, then play. That's my take on it.
Well, she telling y'all right, and the fellas, all I got to do is say, follow this little hint right here. Don't nobody love me but my mama.
And she could be lying,
too. And she could be lying, too. But no, she telling you right, Joe. You know what? I thank God for my wife. Been married 12 years, like I said. And first 3 years, man, you know, when you get married, everything's still new. Right after that, man, I hit her with a brick, man. But once you get through that, the hit with the brick, or figure out ways you can stab her and not go to jail, once you get past that, man, it's like free sailing the rest of the way, man. You just got to do what a man do.
You know, he's really painting the picture that I'm a really mean person.
No,
He just want to kill me off, doesn't he?
No, that ain't what I'm saying at all.
Getting the life insurance policy paid up.
I'm telling you, because I'm going to need that little change, you know. Get to hit that.
Well, all I got to say is I'm the nicest person I know, so I don't know why he would want to kill me off.
She telling you right. She telling you right now. I got a good wife. God has really blessed me, but it ain't like I ain't thought about it. And fellas, y'all know what I'm saying. You know, we don't mean no harm, but it's just sometimes it's just the way it is, man. But other than that, though, just be honest with the counselor or the pastor or the lawyer, you know. And
here's the thing: if there's any chance, if you do get married, and if there's any inkling that you think you want to cheat, leave the person. Don't go cheating on them. Leave them.
I don't believe that.
Leave them first, or at least get you some help and find out what the problem is to make you want to try to go to somebody else. But when you take that vow, you make a vow before God, and you need to honor that vow, and don't go looking outside your house for anything or anybody else, because the person that you made that vow to should be able to handle all your needs in every way possible.
Uh-oh. Hey, y'all, with that, we going to bounce, y'all, because it's about to get a little hot up in here. What's Chingy? Call my boy, bro. What's his name? Nelly. Come get down here and sing us. It's getting hot in here. But, yeah, y'all.
We ain't got no pole, though.
I'm tell y'all something, too, man. She just hit it on the head. Make sure you get your stripper pole for your bedroom, dog. I mean, I put on a little weight and all that. I hit that pole. I'm like, I'm knocking plaster out of the ceiling, you know. My stripper name is Gravity. So what go up got to come down. But once again, this your boy Jay Ross in St. Louis, broadcasting live from the basement for Jay Ross TV with www.jrosstv.com podcast. Man, go to the website, y'all, and fill out the
check
form.
Check it out, check it out.
The website off the chain, man. And just, you know, fill it out, man. Help me out. And we going to just roll on up out of here, y'all. J. Ross, 10 million strong. We gone, along with the wifey.
Peace.
You supposed to say bye, Gracie. You're supposed to say bye, Gracie.
Oh, bye, Gracie.
All right, y'all. We out.
Peace.
Love you.
And I think you're the Egg McMuffin of boyfriends.
It's the Egg McMuffin of automobiles.
I'll take it.
You told me it was the Egg McMuffin of apartments. The Egg McMuffin.
The Egg McMuffin of all beach days.
Experts are calling it the Egg McMuffin of
science projects.
The simple joy of the one and only. With fresh cracked egg and extra lean Canadian bacon, it's just one of the wholesome ways to start your day at 300 calories or less.
He called you the Egg McMuffin of what?